Well, all week I've been going on about, well, Larry says that we need moisture, and Larry says that we're behind on moisture, and Larry says that moisture is important for vernal ponds. Now we get to hear what Larry says about our goofy little snow slush event. Good morning there, Sunshine. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, good morning. I think it was just a blessed event. Now, we may not all have appreciated it when the rain fell and then turned to snow, but yes, I think it was a blessed event. We had gone for more than 10 days, close to 2 weeks, without any precipitation of any type, and the type we got back then in February was a light snow. So you put it all together, the moisture content in what we got this week we went from zero in March to be above normal, more than an inch of precipitation content in both the rain and the snow. And yes, any rains and snows in March are important for the vernal ponds. The vernal ponds are usually small and tend to get overlooked. And it wasn't until recently we really learned to see their value. Last year we had a really good example where the vernal ponds looked great once we got to April. However, with the very dry months we had, a lot of them dried up, and unfortunately dried up before the metamorphosis of the frogs and so forth could take place. So this year, yes, the vernal ponds are going to be even more important, and I watch a number of them every year. We have other things, of course, to watch right now. We had an interesting weather phenomena besides the rain and snow. We had the warming temperatures. Back on Tuesday, the day before we got the rain, the Weather Service recorded a high of 55 degrees, which turned out to be a record setting for that date. And at my house, we had about 60 degrees. Now, it's not unusual to get into the 50s in March. To get into the 60s, that's pretty common as well. But we'll see. According to the forecast now, we're going to get sun, but not as warm of temperatures. In case you're wondering, the normal temperature now, if there is such a thing as normal, is high 33, low of 16. So we were considerably above normal. And even today, that is chilly. At my house this morning, we had about 10 degrees. We are still going to reach that 30-degree level before the day is over. Tomorrow, though, in the 50s. Other things of note, that snowfall that came yesterday, I thought, showed a really interesting pattern. Weather Service in Duluth recorded 7 inches of snow. It was enough to close schools and so forth. However, out here at our place, I estimate we got maybe an inch and a half. It wasn't much snow at all, but it was a beautiful snow, 26 degrees. It was a nice dry snow, at least in the morning. And I went out and checked about animal tracks, and they were abundant.
So oh, Larry, I
were out moving around.
Larry?
It's interesting. Yeah.
Let me interrupt you for just a moment, because I don't know if you had this where you are. If you said nice dry snow, you probably didn't. It rained in Duluth, and then it switched to snow. And the snow didn't fall in flakes. It fell in, like, platters. Everybody was talking.
From rain to snow.
Oh, my God. It was falling in clumps.
If you stuck with it before the snowfall was over, it was falling in flakes.
Well, it sure was weird when it was falling in. People kept saying, these are the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen. They were falling in clumps. And that's just.
Yes.
And then the snow. Here, at least, in Duluth, still seem to stay really, really wet and heavy.
Yes. Before the day was over, that's what I was going to say. When I was up in the morning and it was 26 degrees, the snow was nice and dry. Before the day was over, of course, it was very wet, and lots of the snow that did fall melted. However, I went out and I walked on it and so forth, and it was dry snow, but under it was the crustiness that came from the wet snow. So we had a really interesting transition that happened. And as I was pointing out, it was different in different locations. Now, that has not been unusual. In spring, it's not unusual at all that the Weather Service in Duluth has some kind of recording, but we out where I live here, maybe 20 miles away, we have quite a bit of a different one. That's not unusual, thanks to our wonderful Lake Superior. Well, let's talk about a couple of other things. We are getting further along, 1 week from tomorrow is the vernal equinox, the 20th, and 1 day from, sorry, 1 day from tomorrow, that's a weird way of saying it, but the day after tomorrow, we change into daylight savings time. Now, what we're going to need to get used to is the sunrises being a later time and sunsets being later. Today, the sunrise is somewhere around 6:30. Well, with the daylight savings time, the sunrise will be somewhere around 7:30. And then, of course, on the other end, there will be a longer amount in the evening. Instead of a sunset at about quarter after 6, it'll be a sunset at about quarter after 7. And, of course, it takes a little time to get used to it, and there's always going to be a few people who will complain, but overall, we will appreciate it. We are, as I said, we are moving along in the season now. It's easy to, when we have days like we had this week of 50 degrees, it's easy to think that winter is over, but no, we still have some things that are going to happen, and March is a month where a lot of crazy things do happen. One of the things is, of course, the migration. Now, I've been talking about that, and I've been mentioning early migrants, and this week they lived right up to it. I saw flocks of crows, and I saw bald eagle. Those are good examples of early migrants. Then I went out yesterday and did a little searching around in the neighborhood here, and sure enough, I saw a flock of snow buntings. Snow buntings are often considered winter birds, but they do come through in the winter, and they are in our Christmas bird count virtually every year, but they don't stop here. They usually keep on going further to the south, and then when the days start to get longer in the late winter, they turn around and head back north, therefore becoming one of the earliest of all the songbird migrants. And I saw a flock of those yesterday. I went on to the St. Louis River and did some checking to see if there's any open water. Now, it was really interesting. I looked at the river on Monday. That was the 8th. I went back and took a look at the river on Thursday. Just a few days later, on Monday, the river was virtually all covered with ice. A few days later, on Thursday, there was a great deal of open water. And sure enough, out in the open water, I saw Canada geese and I saw trumpeter swans. A good examples of very early migrants. They'll find any open water as they can. If you continue to take a look at places like that, there are other things that show up, and that is the mergansers. Various ducks will also show up. And going overhead, besides the bald eagle, there are other raptors, various hawks, red-tailed hawks, northern harriers, American kestrel. They'll all come across very early. It's a little bit too early to see some of the songbirds in our yard yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if some do show up. One of the first ones that shows up as we get this time of year is purple finches, and they will frequently come to bird feeders, as will goldfinches and juncos and various kinds of sparrows. I always have what I look for every year in March, and that's a red-winged blackbird. I go by a swamp every day, taking a look at it. Well, no, it's too early for that now, but there will be things happening. Other things of note, the raccoons, as I said, they've been awake, as with the skunks and the chipmunks, so that's always a sign of things moving on. But I've also said, you want to see early spring, just take a look at the trees. I think they really show it well. We have tapping maple trees going on. The willow and quaking aspen buds are both opening up into a furry type of bud we see this time of year. Many of the other trees have twigs that take on a different color. If you go down almost any road around here and you take a look, you will see a variety of color in the twigs of trees. The one that's most outstanding, and there's a lot of this in Duluth, is a little tree called red osier dogwood, which just turns bright red at this time. And then a little bit later in the month, one of the big trees we have in Duluth is silver maples, and the silver maples are very early to do their budding. This is a time of what I call microclimates, hot spots. We're going to see this in the next couple of days. With the sunshine, if you know of a spot that's usually next to a building or hillside, but I think next to a building is probably the best, where it's facing south or west, It gets a lot of sunlight. The temperature is quickly warmer there than it is anywhere in the shade. And this is where we find the first crocuses and the first dandelions in bloom. We also find things like flies and spiders and so forth that are active. So, yeah, we're at the transition time, and, yeah, it is happening. Keep looking. You mentioned weather. Weather is only one of the factors. There's a lot more going on. It's a very, very interesting time, and what you see one day will be different from what you see the next day. So get out and take a look.
All right. Sounds like and of course, that's where they got that term March Madness, because March is a month where all the crazy things happen.
Well, March Madness comes from a number of things. We won't get into all those. But, we're not going to see the same March Madness that we saw last year. So anyway, enjoy.
Yay! Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.